Hello, gorgeous humans. In this episode, we are talking about feminine energy and what it is and what it is not. So, this is inspired by one of my interactions with a client. And I've noticed that this is a very common kind of misunderstanding about feminine energy, and especially because of the like sensual sexual revolution and the divine feminine and like feminine empowerment and la 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 la, all of this new wave, emergent wave of feminine empowerment, that we get kind of confused about what feminine energy is, right? And because of the, I would say mostly like the sexual sensual tantric revolution, a lot of women and men also, I don't know, but obviously I mostly pretty much exclusively talk to women about women for women. So a lot of the misconception about feminine energy is that it's sensual or sexual energy, right? So we think that me like using pleasure or being in pleasure, like this is a big thing, the big thing, right? Like women embodying their pleasure and being in pleasure and living a life of just pleasure and feeling good and sensual, and like, and that's feminine energy. It's not. It's sensual energy, right? So often, teachers of feminine energy will tell you to get into your feminine energy by dancing, by using sexual like pleasure practices, or like self pleasure, or just get into your sensual vibe and embody that sensual goddess and all of those things. And it's that's not feminine energy. It's just not. It's sensual energy, and there's a difference, and anyone can embody that, right? Like this kind of energy, this kind of vibe, it's available to anyone, but it's not feminine energy. It's not femininity, because the essence of femininity is receptivity, vulnerability, openness, like really literally receiving and being like open to life. And in order to be open and vulnerable to life, you must be relaxed, and to be relaxed, you must trust, right? Whether that's life, whether that's men, you must be unguarded. And so what these practices like self-pleasure and dancing and practices like that that are getting you into sensual energy, they do in fact help you feel safe and open up, and then arrive at this state of femininity, which is openness and vulnerability and receptivity and trust, right? But they're like the practices of embodiment and sensual sexual practices, they are just a means to an end, right? A lot of people think that the practices are the end. That's the feminine energy. It's me being in my vibe and my feminine energy. Oh, I feel so good and sensual and sexual. Wow. But that's not really, because you can embody, you can be wildly sensual and sexual and in pleasure and still be guarded and still be not be in feminine energy, right? So just because you're using sensuality doesn't mean that you are actually receptive and trusting and open to life, right? So I wanted to highlight this difference, because it's very, very common, and it's very I would say it's a little bit, it can be destructive, destructive and distracting also, because it can lead you away from actually being a feminine woman, right? It can be like a shiny distraction, like, oh, let me just self pleasure 5 times a day and have a bath and dance and do some embodiment or breath work, or just feeling my feelings and my emotions and be all sensual and in pleasure. And that can actually serve as a distraction. It can lead you away from your heart. It can lead you away from the real work of just settling into your body. And the danger with that is that it can make you believe, or it can make it seem that your value is in sensuality, right? It's in this like expression and oh, and pleasure, and let me just get in the vibes and feel good. And it can make you feel as if you're the one in control, right? Because the thing is, when you are, quote unquote, getting into feminine energy by doing all of these practices, you're the one in charge, right? You're the one feeling good, like raising up the sexual energy and just really feeling really juicy and sensual and sexual and But in order to maintain that, you have to continuously act. You have to continuously do, right? Which is not real. It's leading you away from true femininity, which is just full surrender. It's surrender and it's vulnerability and it's openness. And that's scary as heck. It's so scary to be vulnerable, to be open, to just be exposed and not know whether you will receive or not receive, or you're not in control. And that's scary. So it's a lot easier for women to, be sensual and sexual, and think that this is my feminine vibe, I'm being feminine, woo, yeah. But really, it's not. It's just being sensual and sexual, right? So I think it's very important to make clear these distinctions, because they are very different. And a lot of the teachings that dominate the feminine energy spheres and teachings and teachers, they yeah, rather than teach you actual femininity, they teach you masculinity in a feel good form, right? They teach you action and like self-reliance and self-determination and focus on self and having to do it yourself, because that's what it is. In the beginning, when you go on this sensual kind of embodiment journey, it feels really good, because you're like, oh my gosh, I can do this practice, I can do this dance, I can do that, I can do this, and I feel really, really good. But then once you have done it for several months or several years, you're just like, oh my gosh, this is so tiring. Like, it's like a whole another job to maintain this state. And without it, I feel lost, I feel lonely, I feel not good enough, I feel unworthy, I feel da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? Because you've used this tool as a means to like create a certain experience for yourself, right? And you can create and manifest and attract a lot of things through that energy, through the sexual and sensual energy, right? It's like that seductress energy. And you absolutely can, but it's not sustainable. It's not sustainable, and it will leave you exhausted, because you're doing it yourself, right? You're not entering into a relationship with life or with a man. It's not that. I mean, it can be a relationship, but when you enter into a relationship with a man from that energy, it's like you feel like, okay, I've attracted him. I've manifested this. Now I have to maintain this. Oh my gosh! Like, now it's all on me, and I have to do all of these things and communicate and process and it's all on me. It's all on me. It's all on me. Right? And it becomes such a heavy burden and such a heavy responsibility. And many women don't know how to get out of this. It becomes like almost like a second job. Like, I have to maintain my state, and I have to maintain my magnetism and my feminine energy and da 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 da. And in fact, being feminine is the most delicious, easiest, simplest, most beautiful, most natural, most relaxing, and just like, oh, you can just take a relaxed sigh, because it's what you are made for. You instinctively know how to relax and deepen into your femininity. Can you notice the difference? Can you feel the difference between, having to all the time like tend to this fire of sensuality and sexuality and that expression that the expression of energy, right? Versus just relaxing, deepening, softening, just relaxing into your true nature. Like leaning back into a chair and just allowing yourself to receive that foot massage or something, right? That's true femininity. When you really allow yourself to be splayed open and receptive and allowing life to be as it is, come flow in and out, come in and away, right? You're not holding on, you're not controlling, you're not tightening up, you're not gripping, you're not grasping, you're not trying to do, you're not making it yourself, you're not, creating and maintaining a certain state. You simply relax into who you are. And so the number one, like maybe complaint or yeah, let's call it a complaint of women that I work with, right? I work with a lot of like high achievers and women who are very successful in their own right in, the academic field or business or engineers or coaches or just like really, powerful, successful women who know how to do, who get things done. And the number one complaint is always, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted from doing so much, from trying so much, from like running after things and accomplishments and just being in that creative, generative energy, which is masculine energy. It's masculine energy. And that's why I have a bone to pick with this whole movement of sexual empowerment and sensuality, is because it gives you another job. It gives women another job. And even though the job feels good, it puts you in masculine energy, right? Because you have to generate that state consistently. And if you stop, you fall back down to the level of your wounds, right? Your receiving wounds, your trust, your self-worth. Because if you're a successful woman, I'm sure that you feel really good about your ability to achieve, your ability to do, your ability to get ish done, to accomplish, to go out there, to be a badass boss, to have that, get it done energy. Because you've built success on it and from it. Right? And that's like, there's nothing wrong with it, absolutely nothing wrong with it. But what I often see is that underneath, like when women stop, when they are stripped away from their accomplishments, their achievements, their, maybe they hit the rock bottom or something happens, or they get sick, they can no longer work, or they fall pregnant or something happens when you cannot rely on the crutches of doing, 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 is that you are faced with the wounds of like the receiving ones, right? The feminine ones, where the feminine which is receiving just because she is, right? Just because she exists, she feels worthy and deserving of receiving. So if you are that kind of woman and you feel tired and exhausted, and just, oh my gosh, I can't maintain this kind of lifestyle. It's unsustainable. Then, yeah, very likely you're using action to avoid feeling that sense of powerlessness when you are really vulnerable. Because when you are like open and vulnerable and almost dependent on another, it's very uncomfortable if you are not used to it. If you are used to just blazing through the world, getting your own, achieving everything through your own will and power, to then, lean back, sit back, and be at the mercy almost of another, whether that's a man or God or just life or other people, that can be very humbling, a very, very humbling experience. And if you have issues around self-worth and self-worth as in the inherent worth as a human being, not based on what you do and how you perform and what you achieve. Or when you only base your self-worth and your value on the things you achieve, your self-worth is always going to be in question. There's always going to be some level of doubt. Like, am I really, do I really, do I really deserve this? Like, I know I'm a hard worker. I know I can get stuff done, but yikes, what if, am I, I'm, do I, if I didn't do anything, if I didn't do any of that, would I still feel as worthy? Would I still feel as deserving? Would I still feel as safe when it's not me that's creating, when it's just me vulnerable and almost helpless and just relying on somebody else, right? Because if you're used to just relying on yourself and you desire to be in a relationship, you're going to have to learn to depend on others, to really trust others, to like you let others in deeply and depend on them. See, that seems like a scary concept. You may have some work to do when it comes to feminine energy, true feminine energy, right? Because you may think that, oh, I'm so, my goddess, I'm embodied, I'm so sensual, I'm so, oh, look at me, I'm so powerful. But actually, you're just still just masculine. Uh-oh, did I just call some people out? I hope you can take it lightly and as a means for growth and opportunity for character development, as I call it. So I hope you enjoyed that episode, and if you did, I would love to invite you to my new offer, which is a 6-month mentorship. It's feminine energy mentorship, and it's for women to explore and dive into their true core feminine self, leaving behind their masculine shell, the masculine ways of being, and the almost insidious ways that we are taught are feminine but aren't really. So it's going to be a really deep dive into who you are at the core to, allow you to become that person from the inside out, so that for the rest of your life you will be able to be in that relaxed, safe, trusting, feminine self, your core true self. So it's for women who have been doing it the masculine way for a long, long time, and they achieved a lot, but they're exhausted. They're really exhausted. And you want something more aligned to who you are, and you want to really be the essence of who you are. So it's a 6-month one-to-one mentorship. You will have my undivided attention, my guidance, my expertise, my wisdom at your fingertips. I will guide you through this process, through the process of releasing and forgiving and deeply, deeply healing, healing all the wounds around your, need to prove, to achieve, to accomplish, and the wounds around your femininity, right? Your like wounds of receiving and trusting in men, trusting in God, trusting in life, which is a huge key, right? A huge key to step into femininity. So each month in my world, in my coaching, there is a different theme that we focus on. Sometimes we focus on worthiness, sometimes trust. Some months we tackle vulnerability, and so on and so forth. Like, we explore femininity from all aspects and angles, and the whole journey is led by you and your natural organic process. So there's no rushing, there's no forcing, there's no pushing. It's really allowing you to blossom from within as the feminine flower, beautiful, delightful flower that you are, instead of, trying to push you or force you into something. It's going to be a completely different experience if you are used to being more in the masculine energy and like this whole self-development field. So if that sounds like you, I would love to connect with you. I have spaces for one-on-one consultations. Just reach out to me. The program, the mentorship is 5K for 6 months. And if you would like to chat with me about it, if you're finally ready to be who you truly are and not the shell, the performance that you are used to showing to the world, and you really want to meet a man who you can trust and who you can deeply, deeply depend on with your whole life. If you want to feel truly safe and truly taken care of and worthy and trustful and deeply, deeply receiving just because of who you are, not because of what you do, this is going to be for you. And I would love to invite you to it. And if you are curious, I'm always happy to have connection calls, consultation calls. Just reach out and we'll set one up. And that is it. I can't wait to hear from you.